it's time for Geocache Talk. Whether you are at work, in the car, or wherever you are, we hope you enjoy this show about the great sport of geocaching. If you are watching live on YouTube, you can be part of the adventure tonight in the chat room and participate with others as they watch the show. If you are listening later, please give it a like and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app so that you can get all of the weekly Geocache Talk goodness. If you have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. The sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook, made with genuine right-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro-containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com, that's logwerk.com.
Big thanks to Derek, Baker Six Clan, for the graphics, and our new patrons... Yeah. So yeah. Tonight we're going to celebrate our P's and S's. Not our P's and Q's, but our P's and S's. So let's start with Dan in Watsontown, Pennsylvania. TWH Rider, Corey, Pennsylvania. Chris Mackey, the legend. The Geocoin legend man, Carbondale, Pennsylvania. Scott, he is in Blackwood, South Australia. How about that? And Matthew, he's in Springfield, South Carolina. So with me tonight, the hosts, the co-hosts, gentlemen.
Hello, Gary.
Hello. You like
the crickets? You like the crickets? You like that?
I knew you were going to do it after last week.
Yeah, I had to go find
I was really hoping that was going to be somebody's geocaching name, the Crickets.
Crickets, that would be cool. Yeah.
It seems like it would be. Out of like 3 million cachers out there, whatever there are now, it seems like that's, you know, and a lot of names are taken too. A lot of
they them. Are. People have, and some people just go whatever they want, 8254, and like, man, whatever. I'll just take it. I don't care. No, we appreciate all of our patrons. You know, it's great to have new patrons, but it's equally important that we celebrate all of our patrons.
Absolutely.
One of the patrons that's been with us almost literally from the first day, Tom. There's Tom. Hot and very humid Selma, that's for sure. I don't know, Tom, if you've gotten the deluge that we've been getting the last 2 days, which has been raining like cats and dogs.
But we're still waiting on our rain. It's been a drought here.
Oh, dang. Yeah. We can send you, I could send you all the standing water in my front yard. You can have all that. We don't need that.
Yeah, we're getting it next week. It'll start showing up here next week, it sounds like.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm just hoping it gets back up into the 60s or 70s. Been like in the 50s up here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, no rain down there? Dude, that's not good.
Gary, send some his way.
So, anyway, yep. I want to point out a couple other things real fast when we get to the news. But so we got of the BNJ Bish, we've got Jen and we got Brad, and they almost. Commented, and I don't know. We're miles apart from each other, you know. John is somewhere in the north. I don't know. Jesse's in Florida.
Yeah, I'm much closer to them than you guys.
I'm wondering that's true, but you're not as close probably as Jen is to Brad. So I'm curious.
I think you're correct. Yeah.
If they can get out a measuring tape and figure out if they're sitting 4 feet away from each other,
I'm going to throw out arm's length. That's
arm's length. They could. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go for 18 inches. I'm calling 18 inches on this
one. And could reach out and smack Brad in the head. Is that what could happen? I think they're further away than that.
18 inches would be a short arm's length, though, I think. That would be like four.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just doing arm's length just generically. You're thinking long. Oh, 3 feet apart. Okay.
3 feet apart.
That's arm length. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal or Wilt Chamberlain arm length. Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's pretty close. You know, that's the height. We did that in my class, actually. Measure the tip to tip. That's right. Supposed to be really your height.
She can backhand me easily. That's funny.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't do that. They love each other. And we love you guys. So, all right. Let's get to some news. So we got a couple different items. I'm going to first thing. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Mother's Day.
As we've said before, we mentioned usually Happy Mother's Day or Father's Day, but you know, make sure you call your moms tonight, or if you can't, like some of us, who wish we could.
Yeah.
You know, that's another incentive for you folks that have your moms. Don't forget to at least call them. Hopefully you've gotten them something.
Appreciate them while you can.
Appreciate them while you can. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So tonight, this is it. The end of the package purchasing for CashFest.
Oh, it's the final day finally, huh?
It's it. We're at the end.
Last call.
So also Friends Of, you know, Friends Of packages. Some people asked about them. It's kind of the same way that happens pretty much with all megas, which is people are like, hey, can I buy a coin when I get there? It's like, maybe.
You could try.
If you want to roll those dice, you can see if you can run, you know, see if
I you promise can, you, if you're willing to pay enough, you can buy a coin. Bro, somebody will sell you their coin for enough money.
But if we don't just have saying, one.
Some of us have pizza exchange rates, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah. There you go. But you're going to be, you'll be trying to buy one off of somebody else if don't. So, if you want to roll those dice, that's up to you. But the packages are pretty, I think, pretty reasonable. So go check them out. Cashfest.com. I can put up on the screen for you. Let me see if I can find my CashFest button. So if you purchased, go to the CashFest.com website and you'll find it there.
But in fairness, if you're not listening to this live, by the time you listen to it, it'll be closed.
It'll be too late. Unless you listen to it tonight. A
couple hours maybe, but that's about it.
So you're saying tell your friends. If your friends are going to CashFest Oklahoma and you're thinking maybe they didn't buy a package already.
Only if you tell them tonight because it's closed. That's right.
So. Yeah, this is May 12th.
Knock on their door. Let them know.
Or if you dropped the ball and didn't buy your mom a Mother's Day present.
Yes.
Get on there real quick. Boom.
Exactly.
Take your first mega.
You could also buy them CashMasters.
There you go.
Oh, that's a cheesy
move. That was about as cheesy as we can get, yeah.
So, and if you get the virtual during the game, it's a complete geocache. You just claim it.
There you go.
So there you go, slinkgames.etsy.com. I'm still peddling. But
obviously you're rich. You retired your regular job now.
So. I wish. Man, that'd be awesome. Just make card games or whatever. So don't forget. Card game will destroy geocaching friendships, but in a good way.
Wow.
There's a few I'd like to destroy, but
yeah. Destroys them, but in a good way. So.
You know what would have been a good idea, but I didn't do, but it may be another good show. Have y'all ever put out like a cache for a holiday for somebody, like Mother's Day or anniversary or whatever?
No, I've always wanted to do like a Christmas one. Make a.
Especially if your mom is a cashier, that'd have been an awesome thing to do, right?
It's a patron. Yeah, absolutely.
Just right now.
Yeah, that's on my list. I actually bought like some stamps for holidays, where I was like, at some point, I got to do like letterbox hybrids for holidays.
Oh.
You know, with those stamps, I got to do that. It's on my list. I don't know if there's a Mother's Day stamp. If not, I'll have to make one, I guess.
You can hand carve them if you're making a letterbox hybrid, right?
That's true. That would be straight from the heart for sure on that
one. Yeah,
from the heart. There you go. Perfect. Okay, so there you go. That's the Cash Fest. I did also mention, Stephanie wanted to remind everyone that if you bought the Friends of package, you should have received already the email explaining how to make your coin. So if you have not received that email, cashfest1@gmail.com, let them know that you did not receive that email. You know, you want to get your coin designed. I think there's a deadline in the email telling you how to make your coin and when you'll need to get it done. So hopefully you got your email with all the instructions, template, the whole thing. So again, if you did not receive that, email cashfest1@gmail.com and they will get you squared away with the Friends of. So next up, John, you want to talk about the next couple?
Absolutely. So our Geocache Talk non-traditional hike contest that we mentioned on a previous show, this is live. The submission form is out there. Gary, I don't know if you can bring up the QR code for this
one. I will do that. Yes, sir.
But we encourage everybody. We've already received some really cool submissions on this one. So, you know, our sense on this one, we don't want traditionals. Hide something other than a traditional. We have a link where you can enter into a Google form. We're accepting those new caches prior to 531. Yep, and this is a QR code. So feel free to take it out right now. And I think somebody's trying to nudge Tricassius. So Tricassius, if you want to throw your hat in the ring on this one, man, that would be awesome. And the top three favorite point getters from this one, we're going to actually have come on a future Geocache Talk show to talk about those caches. So this is going to be a really cool one because, like I said, there's some already great ones out there, but please submit yours. We want to really see those awesome creative things that people are doing on this one. So we'll also post this one online as well, too, on our Geocache Talk social media.
Very cool.
And this is a quick turnaround time. So like if we have several people that all get like three favorite points, we'll pick somebody from that, right? So don't think just because you don't have a heavy area that you're totally out of it, right? Like a heavy traffic area, you still have a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I see a question from M&M from M. What is a bear design on your hat? You know, it's North Face. I like it. I like sometimes outdoor hats with outdoor animals. I'm the type of guy sometimes I'll have a fish on my hat. Sometimes it's a bear. Sometimes it's something else. But, you know.
Good question, too, from Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought, weren't we going to use Wilson or no?
Correct. So if we're looking at tiebreakers on this one, Wilson will be taken into consideration onto that one as well, too, because some people felt, you know, what if I'm in an area where there's not a lot of finders on this one. So this is definitely for a way to take into consideration. And then there may be some waiting too if you have a pizza in your cache name. Or maybe if it's a where I go, just saying, with the pizza, then you may stand a really good chance on that one.
I think we're gonna recognize everybody that hides one this time, right? Because it's a short time period. So it's a hard one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, and the cool thing is, I mean, we have so many talented people out there, but, you know, anybody, you could even submit your first hide if you wanted to on this one. It would be really cool to do. Cool.
So should we call each other out and see if we have one put out by them?
Ooh, we could.
I mean, we're asking people to do it.
Yeah.
Non-traditional.
Yeah.
He's saying I'll throw it out there and see if are y'all willing to take the bait live on air.
I'll do mine.
Yeah.
We can't win, but we're going
to
put one out.
Well, obviously, no. But I mean, if we're getting people to do it, we should do the same thing, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Dear, I got to think of something now.
See, I was thinking you were like, you had the like, I do not have one to go, and you were stacking the deck.
But I don't have one in my pocket right now. So,
oh man, okay. I was betting you were.
Jesse's a very much a ready, fire, aim kind of guy. So,
yeah. I've got one for the summer that I'm going to do, but it takes a lot of work to get done. But
he's more of a fire ready and then aim and then get ready.
So you're fire enough, you don't have to aim, right?
That's right. What's the story on this one?
So in Colorado, so she's talking about like the caches in honor of somebody else.
Yeah.
A lot of the groups in Colorado would do one on people's birthday. So they put out a cache on their birthday.
Oh, okay.
Now, they'd either use their personal birthday or they would use their caching anniversary. But it would be like a tribute to so-and-so, one of the local cachers. And it's pretty neat to see those because you don't even know that it's going to happen.
Right. That's cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. That's really sweet.
Oh, Nicole, look at that. Nicole's got one just waiting on permission.
Nice. Awesome. Way to go.
What is this permission word? What does that mean?
Permission?
Is that a new thing they've started?
I don't know. I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Permission.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm curious to see what happens. And based on what happens this time, I think we have some ideas for future mini contest like this. So
don't you just chunk it out the back of the car? You roll down the window and you fling it over the
You slow down to like 25. If it's dirt road, you have to slow down to 25 when you're chunking it.
Yeah.
And that's a mystery. You give your starting coordinates, you give your speed, and then your approximate location when you chunked it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough.
Yeah. That's a projection cache, right?
Yeah, it's a projection. Don't they mean by projection?
I thought that's what they meant by projection. I don't know.
That's one way to do it, right? I mean,
that's one way to do it. Yeah, it is a way.
How do we ban somebody from the chat room? I don't need her bullying me in here. I'm trying to do my show. It is the same one I was working on last summer. So, no, it's not. It's not because I didn't get the item I needed for it till during this school year.
How funny. You know, Jesse, you're an incubator, man. Sometimes incubators just need a while.
They just good ideas take time. I could throw out a nano tonight after the show, but this is a very large, big project. So,
projectile cache. Yeah. That works too.
That's a great one.
Just fling it in, Owen, you just drive down, head toward Kansas, and then as you're driving, just fling it into a wheat field. I'm sure the owner of it will not matter that you.
Look at this. Florida cachers have to get permission from the person they are trying to honor with a cache as per. That's
interesting.
That's pretty good. No, it makes sense, right?
It does.
Now, the advantage we have up here is everybody knew our reviewer, so the reviewer knew who would be cool with it and who wouldn't. But I can see that if it's in a bigger area like this, I can see that's not a bad idea. Like, you wouldn't want one. Oh, that's a good idea. We're getting off topic, but
it's okay. You
need a tribute cache to somebody. And make it just like the worst cache you could ever do if you didn't like it.
Oh,
well, I
put the name on the medicine label and everything.
Oh,
see, I was thinking my cache I'm going to hide. I'm going to do a roast cache, kind of like the Tom Brady roast, but I'm going to call it the Memphis Mafia roast on this.
Oh,
one.
My gosh.
Perfect.
You know?
And you're going to delete every log until Jesse gets up there to find it?
No. Everybody, the logging requirement is you have to roast Jesse in your log. If you don't roast him sufficiently. Gone.
God, that'd be mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way they'd let it just publish it and then change all that stuff afterwards.
Nobody obviously. That's what you're supposed to do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just publish it as a later cache and then change all the details afterwards, right? Because they don't lock that down.
Don't you claim it's a bison tube and then when you actually put it out there, it's something completely
different.
It's
just a Ziploc baggie thrown on the ground.
Right.
With like a Walgreens receipt in it.
I thought I was going to do a bison tube, but I changed my mind at the last moment. And just put it out as a, Dr. Pepper bottle or something.
Well, you had the intent there. You know, that's something.
All right. We'll get back. Gave people in San Marcos says during banana. I always wanted to say banana. Bamarama first year, we gave people an initiative to find the oldest cache in our county. What happened was the cache owner was overwhelmed with how many people were visiting.
That's funny. Well, that's always a surprise, right? When you get disabled the cache.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Whoops.
Oh, my gosh.
That is nuts.
You know what? That happens in Georgia, too. That there's that Georgia cache, the oldest one in Georgia. They just yeah. have the mega because there's just too much traffic for a neighborhood.
It is. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But that's just, you know, that's consideration for the area of the cache, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't blame them for that.
No.
Definitely. Definitely. Hey, I think we're going on a world record for not getting into news until about a third of the show over.
Yes. We're wrapping up.
Gary's fault.
Let me wrap up the news. So, though people may not have heard about Operation Worldwide Cache Hide, but if you missed it this year, there's actually an opportunity next year to get involved. So faster than a speeding bullet, the Operation Worldwide Cache Hide yearly geocaching hiding project released 119 superhero themed caches this year on April 20th, 2024. So how cool is that? 119 caches. And for those that didn't know, April 28th is actually National Superhero Day. And the cool thing about this year, too, for Operation Worldwide Cache Hide, there was 8 countries that participated in populating the game board and making some cool, fun, creative caches. And those countries were the USA, go USA, go Canada, United Kingdom, go UK, Greece, Hungary, Slovakia, Australia, and New England. So how cool is that? Worldwide Cache Hide, though, if anybody missed out on it, it's actually a yearly thing. So it's a way to encourage both new and veteran cachers. You know, you don't have to worry like, you just started out, you can't do this. Anybody can do this. Mm-hmm. But one cool thing just for people to put their thinking caps on is next year's project theme is going to be sci-fi. So that's a pretty cool topic. Mm-hmm. And perfect. And it's sci-fi. And check out the date on this one. It's actually May 4th, 2025, ooh, which is Star Wars Day. So if anybody wants to participate in the 2025 project, you can actually start looking at the details at geocachingcentral.com. And if you go to the website, just click on Operation Worldwide Cache Hide icon, and you can get all the details there to start kind of your planning process. And one of the cool things is anybody that participates, you actually get a cool virtual badge that you can display on your account profile page in geocaching. So, you know, onto that, you know, a big thing is, you know, we want to make these things memorable. And I give a big shout out to Nancy of the Deadliest Cachers for all her help in making this cool thing happen. But about 2 months prior to May 4th, she encourages people to start submitting events, because what's cooler than caches? Having events around those.
Yeah.
And then even, you know, pulling everybody together to talk about that. So that's a pretty cool thing. So, you know, anybody that hosts an event is going to get a virtual badge as well, too. So, you know, for anybody interested, mark that on your calendar, May 4th. Which I would say that would be an awesome time for people to go to one of those events and have it on their calendar, because you don't always know when a ton of cool caches are going to publish, but you know a bunch of cool caches are going to publish on that day. So if anybody wants any more information, go to geocachingcentral.com.
So I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to publish an event called Star Trek Day. Star Trek Day.
Oh gosh, you would. You'd be like, I think somebody did it for May the 4th this year. That it was one of the events where they dressed up, I think, either as Spaceballs or Star Trek. And I think they did like a May the Schwartz cache too, which is awesome. Yes. You know, I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I'm a mom.
You might get some hate mail doing it, but it's worth it.
Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. All right. Thank you, John. Okay. Appreciate that. And we are now done with the news at 7:24 p.m. And we're moving on to, Strek 2 would like it because, you know, he's a Star Trek.
There you go.
Yeah.
Big fan. This was interesting as we started to go down the rabbit hole of oldest interesting caches. And John, thank you so much for all your research. But well, let me quiz you guys don't look, just answer off the top of your head. Right. How many years, and Jesse, you probably will know this because you've been working on a book for this for the last 75 years. How many year 2000 caches are still active today?
219.
Wow. It's actually only 218 now.
Oh,
you were so close.
That we lost one?
Might be gone then.
That's weird.
Maybe it was 218 before too, but
yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you say, John?
Do you know which one we lost?
I do not know. It'd be interesting to go back and look. Now they are protected. Is that a good way to put it, Jesse? They're sort of.
That's the intention from what I understand is HQ reached out or was reaching out to everybody right. with the intention of they can't force it because that's not how it was built when it came out, but
right.
trying to protect those caches in case the owners ever get out of the game later. They can't force it because it's the owner's property.
Sure.
But hopefully in the future, they've already got it built in. If you leave the game, you forfeit the property rights, you know, property rights yeah. to it. It was listed on the service, but those old ones, I know they're trying to protect and because they're a historic part of the game. Right. And
right.
They're really just about antiques by any.
Oh yeah.
Any kind of measure at this point now. So it's something that needs to be protected. So I think we're safe on the old ones. No more being produced, obviously. Right. I guess unless we got crazy unarchived old ones or something, which would be awesome.
August.
Maybe a couple more August would be awesome. But that's a diminishing resource. But like even if they protect them, the area could change where they can't have them there anymore, and then the cash would be gone, right? So the most we'll ever have again is those. And I know they're trying Sleepy Hollow cache archived.
Now Cable asked me to know why. What I was going to bring up was they're obviously sort of, like I said, protected, but if for some reason a new highway came through somewhere and was going to wipe it out, I don't know if there's a way that, they could, obviously if there was a way to salvage it, move it a little bit or something, then possibly. But anyway, we're getting off track.
Is it really the original cache anymore?
But what's interesting was in your research there, John, was how many 2000 and 2001 caches. There's like 3,000 of these things.
I was surprised.
Go ahead.
Isn't that crazy? Because you think of like, and I took a look like from December 29th. 2001 and before, and a lot of times like you think, and I don't know about you guys, you travel and you think like there's not that many out there, but this is across the world. There's 3,126 that were actually placed and still out there that you can find prior to December 29th 2001.
It is insane. And I went down lots of rabbit holes because I got busy looking at like what people log, and it's insane to look at, but let's not go that route. Let's go down the other route. So John did this where he went down and talked about, looked at the oldest and loneliest, not only sad and lonely, but old, sad and lonely. What did you find for the oldest lonely heart cache? What was the top one?
Yeah. And when we get into this, and I want to thank everybody that participated in our poll in the Geocache Talk Network community group. Because, I mean, certainly, when we're talking about old, a few things kind of come to mind. One, people think it's really cool. It connects to the history of the game, something really good and historical. Mm-hmm. A lot of times too, people think, it takes them to a really cool place because back in the day, there weren't that many caches. It's not like all these old ones are LPCs. They were hidden at some really cool spots. But one thing too, people wanted to talk about is really these old and lonely ones were something that they found really cool on here. And
appreciate
somebody clicked on Tom's comment before I did. Yeah, but
right.
You're calling me old and lonely.
Oh man, yeah.
I'm not lonely. But I'm old. That's for sure. All right.
So, would you agree then that we've talked about this many times? But for you, is it the fact that they're old, or the individual cache that makes them so unique?
Oh man, I think it's a cumulative factor on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
you know, and I think one to answer Gary's question. I didn't answer his question, but one that's really cool and that's out there. And I'm going to pop the GC in the chat on this one.
I got to pull it up too when you get there.
Oh, you got it for GC913? Yeah, if you want to pop it into chat, Gary.
I was going to bring it up so we can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go for it. Go for it. But this really cool.
This one's pretty fascinating. Karen's Claymath cache, do you think?
Yeah,
I put that in. I said that correctly. Karen's Claymath cache. It's a mouthful there. What's interesting is there's no favorite points on this poor thing. It was hidden in May 10th of 2001. It's almost like a 1 year anniversary cache.
Yeah.
It hasn't been found in a long time. A very long time. In fact, it hasn't been
four times.
Yeah, so it's been found four times. That's another crazy thing.
And now where is this thing?
It is in California. California.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was somebody took a picture of the river, and apparently it's more of a T5, I guess, now to get to it. Maybe not the T5, but you're going to.
Well, and it was Terrain 4 original ranking. So, I mean, for a 2001, a Terrain 4 ranking, probably pretty darn close.
Pretty legit, yeah.
Because sometimes those earlier ones just aren't always accurate.
Think about it too.
20 something years, 23 years. Well, more than 23 years because it was May 10th. The terrain could have changed. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, things have changed over 23 years. You know, that's a long time.
Yeah. And I think, Gary, from what you said, this one has zero favorites. So, one of the things I want to point out on here. But on this one too. People may look for old caches sometimes or caches just by the favorite points. This one would be an absolute epic cache to find.
Oh, my gosh. You know? Yeah.
Just imagine if you and your caching crew went out to find this one. You know?
That's worth a whole trip. There. This one cache is worth a whole trip.
Absolutely.
You guys are better at looking at these terrain things, but that's pretty – I mean, you go from – whatever the river is, 450 meters, 500. It's not quite 550 meters above the water, right?
Super high, but it's, I mean, it is a terrain change, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I don't know.
Yes. And if you zoom out on that map too, it's pretty remote.
There's a road.
Road or a trail.
Yeah, a road or a trail, but there's some trails.
But to me,
it's the Klamath River. That's why. There seems to be a.
Not only old, so it's got history. It looks like it's in a beautiful area.
Yeah. But
the challenge of it not having been found in several years and only been found four times since 2001, that's like the epitome of geocaching. Yep. This is what you
think a destination
is going to be when you first get into it.
Yep.
Like this huge adventure where you've got to like plan for a month and then get a group together and get permits and do all this other stuff and get out there and find something that nobody's laid eyes on in 10 years. And, you know, this one right here is, you can spend a whole show talking about just this one cache.
Oh, like yeah.
This, how many adventures have you been on that would equal this?
Yeah, these are interesting, and it looks like it's. I'm looking at people on the hillside, and that hillside's pretty steep, but doable. I mean, obviously, it's
how many DNFs are out there?
What was the DNFs on that puppy?
You only got four finders.
One.
Well, one reported, right?
Well, one reported, but even the one that was reported just said it was, it doesn't sound like it was really one that, I don't know, not soon. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, they wrote a note. They said maybe soon, and then they wrote a DNF, not soon. Just means they didn't even attempt it. So,
but I can't remember. Somebody had that picture. So, a picture with the river, is that recent? The one where it looks like somebody maybe scouted it out.
Yeah. So there's a right note. We're going to attempt it today. River's too fast. We didn't come prepared with a dry bag for phones. Maybe someday.
Yeah. So they did the correct thing. They did a write note. You didn't DNF it. You didn't even attempt it. Like the person below them, they claim they didn't DNF it. So nobody's really DNF'd it.
It hasn't been found since 2004.
Yeah, 2004 was the last find.
How cool would that be? Like almost 20 years.
Especially, that's insane. That's a lonely cache. Now, I'll just go ahead and say it now. If anybody that's listening goes out and finds this, we'll bring you on the show. We want to hear about this adventure without a doubt, right?
Yeah, like, this is crazy.
A lot of photos. We want to hear all about it. Now, here's the thing. Is that owner still active?
Surely they
would have archived this by now if that owner's not active.
Let's take a look.
Fingers crossed here. Last visited it's 2005.
Zombie cache.
If there's any reviewers listening tonight, close your ears. Listen to this.
Man, they haven't found that. I mean, who knows what the state of that cache is? I mean, that cache may be, who knows? There could be an alien living inside the container. Who knows?
If I was going to go out there, I would do my best to track down that person.
You got to assume somebody in the local caching community would either know that person or know somebody that knows somebody on that one.
It says it's the size regular. I mean, I don't know. Nobody's been out there. Nobody knows.
Like that, just that one. I know we got a lot more to get to, but that one that just fascinates me. Like if it was anywhere close, like I did the research too and looked, there's nothing more than like 2022 here that's lonely cache
right. in Florida.
Like there's no old ones here that hadn't been found. And now in Utah and Colorado, I used to hunt for these. There were some old ones like that because terrain was such extreme. But that is a whole story alone. Just this one going for this one cache.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, there's a whole bunch of others. That is the oldest one like this. But if you take a look by, you know, those old caches on here, you know, again, kind of from the first couple of years of geocaching, and take a look at, you know, the found by date, this isn't like the only one. There's a bunch of these that could be really cool, epic finds.
Ah, man, it's kind of even different than lonely caches, right? Like we think about lonely cache. What do you define a lonely cache as? For me, it's 12 months. 1 year starts to make me lonely.
Yeah. Right?
Agree.
Not 20 years. That's a little different. That's a little extreme.
That's insanity. Of course. Because like with Cachely, it's a year and then the icon changes.
Well, you can set that yourself.
Right, but I'm just saying. I think it's
6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever you want to set.
I think it defaults to a year, though. I think.
Yeah, I want to bring up one of K-Blast comments on here too. Favorite points were introduced after the last time this was.
Oh, started. Yeah.
So, favorite points weren't there in the early days on here. So with a cache like this,
yeah,
you know,
that could have been found. Nobody can give it a fair point because it's
somebody needs to adopt that one. That needs to stay alive.
That thing's old. That thing's really old. A couple more, and then we're going to switch over. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about some other ones. But one more. Let's do one more of this, and we'll move on to another topic. But that was 04. The next one is, created in 01. Hasn't been found since 08. So, I'll bring it up. It's only been found 7 times. So another crazy called Doc's Cabin.
I just hope that the reviewers in HQ don't have any intention of getting rid of these old ones like that are so extreme. I know that they probably should technically, but these are such an anomaly. Like, once they're found, maybe get rid of them then, right? But, oh my gosh. Like, you can't get rid of them until you find them, right? Because then there's trash out there. That'd be against the rules. So you got to send somebody out there to check it.
Felix 25 Hound says, talk to the people who found it.
That's a good idea.
Thousands. They might not even be active. There's a chance that they're not even.
Right. Yeah.
So you never know.
2004.
So this one, this is Doc's Cabin. This one is also California.
Interesting. Size regular.
Mm-hmm. 1.6 mile hike.
Round trip hike.
RT round trip. Includes a lake and chances to see wild animals or Bigfoot. I think Bigfoot lives in that area. Last time I talked to him. Cache is located at a dismantled cabin on Sequoia Forest. Historical items to be archived are appreciated too. Find your way to Forest Road 15501, stay left, et cetera, and mentions all the stuff that was in it originally.
And this already sounds like an epic spot.
That's what I'm, yeah. Isn't this how every geocache murder book starts?
just the one you're writing, Jesse. Yeah. Just the one you're writing.
Started off as a normal day, just like any other.
Right. And then three guys on a podcast were talking about these caches.
Yeah. So we went out for them. Only two of us came back.
That's right.
Nobody came back. They're still out there to this day. Somebody found it in 2010. No, that was a write note. Sorry, they wrote a note.
Yep.
Be in the area next week. We're hoping to find it. They didn't, apparently. They didn't come back. They're gone.
Uh-oh.
They didn't make it. The DNF person didn't come back. A lot of people haven't come back from this cache. So,
2008 is the last finder.
Yeah. Yep. Couldn't find the correct road. I hiked and hiked. I didn't spend $50 in gas, but still looked 3 hours. Sun was troopers. They hike over hill, over Dale with me. I'm sure. Apparently Dale's out there dead. They went over him.
They hiked right over him.
Through the brush until we finally found this one. Looks like it was.
Maybe he's still living out there, surviving.
He might. Some of them still might be out there.
Yeah.
And then some nut lady went out there. Well, that's her caching name, Nut Lady. She left blood. I mean, come on. There's an adventure right here. The whole story. There's a whole story in this cursed cabin that's out there. Her GPS went crazy, so she had a GPS that had a personality and went insane. Wow. Why do they keep mentioning $50, too? Gas fumes to the tune of $50.
Is that up in the cache description?
Maybe. Huh. No? Why do they keep mentioning? There's a whole adventure here. Why do they mention $50? What is there? Is there some sort of tie to Grant? Is Ulysses S. Grant sort of is the ghost of U.S.
Secret, yeah.
I think he's living there. I think he's in this cabin. So you could go get an exclusive interview with him while you're there.
Look at this. They're doing some sleuthing on their own. There's another one about a mile from this, from September 2001, been lonely since 2010.
Oh, wow.
That's a good double trip right there.
Yeah, man. Well, if you could survive the first one. So,
Go to the other one first and then die at the last one.
Yeah, I guess.
Now,
marbles, melted marbles. I mean, what is going on out here?
Is this keychain still active? That's the question.
A keychain with no new things? Don't make me look.
Yeah, good question on that one. Is it the Bodger or the Badger? Okay.
The Badger. No, 2011. No. Let's just ignore that part. Let's skip that part. Let's forget that.
This could be a whole part of caching that.
Where is this? Where is
going after? You could just go after lonely caches all the time and be happy.
Well, these are extreme lonely caches. Though. I mean,
extreme lonely. Like, Yeah.
I mean, just curious, like for the chat room, how many people would go for an epic extreme lonely cache like this? Yeah, I mean, I'd love to.
So these are like on the level of Jasper caches, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Finding one of these is probably on the level or higher ranked as far as cool experiences than find a Jasper cache.
Yeah.
I can't even tell what
I see Felix 25 pound would go.
So the real key would be to host a CETO 10 feet from GZ. To get a lot of people to help you find that catch, right?
Yeah, it's east of Fresno for all you California folk. Wow. Just FYI, in case you're wondering where it was.
That's a long
east
trip.
Of Fresno.
Yeah, you're right, though. That would make a pretty epic event. Get an event there. Go people Northeast out there. Like,
wow. Okay. Yeah, another haunted... the pictures is two pictures. Oh, I can't even. Oh my God. I don't want to show. Oh no. Don't even look. Don't even look at it. No, it's horrible. Oh my gosh. No, I can't even show that. Don't. No. Oh, okay. Man. Let's move on. That place is just, that's another haunted cache out there. I don't want to talk about that anymore. All right. You ever wonder what the oldest and loneliest mystery cache is? And the interesting thing about this one that John found was that, I don't know if you did the research. Do you know when the first mystery cache was allowed? When the first question mark cache, as we say in some circles.
Good question. What was the answer on that one?
I don't know the answer.
And we talked about it, but I don't remember off the top of my head what it is.
What the very first mystery cache was? Somebody in the chat room can help us out.
This is a whole different level, by the way. So when you talk about those are traditionals.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be at GZ. With a mystery prior to solution checkers.
Yep.
You may not even be in the right state. I mean, you could be counties off or whatever. The old ones, they didn't have to be within 2 miles. They could be anywhere. So this is a whole here.
Now that's
the active one. Yeah,
but that doesn't really answer right
when they were first allowed. Yeah, that's the oldest.
When they were first allowed, somebody'd have to do the research and look at the oldest. I'm sure they're archived, by the way, because obviously Octopus Garden is the oldest active, but it's not the first one.
No.
So okay. This one we're looking at. So the one I'm going to pull up is got a wild name to it. So I'll try to read it to you. Krieg on Turek 2. It was a coin exchange back when people actually put coins in geocaches. That was a long time ago.
That's a throwback.
When's the last geocoin you found in a geocache?
It has been a while.
I think the last one I found in a actual geocoin in a geocache, I think is an 06.
Mm.
But anyway. This one, GCFAF. And it's got three favorites. Interesting. It was hidden in July of 2001. It is in California also. Boy, we're just hitting California IA tonight a bunch, which is fine.
Big state.
I always love reading the old descriptions too of what people would put.
Mm-hmm.
Terrain difficulty, your choice. Fun way is difficulty 4, a class 3 climbing. Do they still use the classes, Jesse, for the climbing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Difficulty 3, rock, scramble, trudge up the talus, T-A-L-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
The general difficulty, 2.5, go to the top. Where would you hide a coin? So they talked about how they, I always love how they tell you kind of how they found this spot, which is kind of always interesting. Their hint, I know you could write a hint that long. What's the maximum amount of information you can put in a hint? I mean, how many characters long is the anybody ever type it out and figure out what the top of the hints is?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I'm already loving that you go by a place called Skeleton Lake on the way to get this one.
Skeleton Lake, yes. Yeah. Well, if you can make it there. All right, Jesse, I'm going to check because I know you're going to ask.
I'm not even going to ask anymore because it's a bad.
Oh, well, 2021.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
I like how we hadn't been in 3 years and we're like, that's not too bad. That's okay.
That's not too bad.
It's better than
not,
others, man.
It's not bad at
there,
all.
There is a theme we're getting here with California.
A little bit. Come on, California, you in the chat room.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Skeleton Lake from the top.
Yeah.
I can't show that one either. Though. Oh, I can't.
Oh, man, is it that bad? Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
No. That's pretty. A cool view.
Well, that's a kind of an extreme terrain issue, too. So,
yeah.
And there's no checker. So, I don't know what the puzzle is, but if it's hard and you're unsure, are you going to make a trip out there for that?
You would.
You know, but if you go to California for the other two, you just swing by Skeleton Lake, go up there.
Well, see where this puppy might be. Again, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Mammoth Lake had a 2 mile restriction, so it could be anywhere.
Right. Mammoth Lakes. That's a big, must be a pretty big town. That's close to Fresno. Yeah, these are not that far apart. I mean, they are far apart.
A trip is forming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a trip is forming for sure. You could do all these. You could do all these caches.
That's Fresno, just saying. Just throwing that out there.
There's a Costa Rican coin there right now.
Oh, man.
And a quarter.
Are there tackles in there right now? No.
No, but there's coins in it. There's obviously a Costa Rican coin and a quarter. So they just put regular money. There's money in that coin. There's money right now. There's cash. Cold, hard cash. Spendable dough.
So
in that cash right now.
If we were to go out there and hike out there and put like 15 geocoins in there.
Right. With somebody else.
And dropping TVs. How long does somebody go for it?
Wow.
Dang. Look at that shot.
Wow.
That is beautiful, man. That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That cash will never be found again. Never. Nope.
Oh, man. See, you say that, but I'm thinking we're putting it out here on the show. These are going to pick up the interest because my theory is that these caches just fell off people's radars for several reasons.
John?
I think this is going to inspire people to go out and find some of these epic lonely caches, you know?
Look where this cache is, John.
Oh, man.
That looks like normal Colorado caching. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
Let me
could go out with his Taco Bell flip flops and get this in probably an hour.
I don't even have to wear socks for this cash.
Yeah, no way.
There's no geocacher left on this planet that is going to go looking for a cache that remote. They're gone. You guys are the last dying breed. People want to go to the Walmart, lift up a plastic.
That's a whole different conversation, I swear.
Oh, man. If Gary, you start like talking to some like old 1800s like accent, like cash is from an old bygone era. Get in your wagon, hook up your ox, go find it.
People would get out to these places and they'd find these caches, but people are gone. Seven finds.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Here's a great one.
There you go.
Yeah, Adventures with Nesmuk. It's worth 327 points on Lonely Cash.
There you go.
We haven't talked about that in a long time. We did a show on that.
Yeah, we did a show on that. We need to. Yeah.
I was just wondering the other day if that's still up and active and running. I hadn't checked into it lately. Obviously, it is. I mean.
Yeah. Obviously, he pulled it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the puzzle appears to be in the hint. Oh, okay. There you go. Perfect. Well, Strike 2, you've got it solved now.
Might as well go get it.
Go. Yeah. What are we waiting on? Blasphemy.
Yeah. I would love to talk to some people that focus on these, like old, like you're talking about extreme old, right? Like 5 years and more.
Right.
Lonely caches.
And this would be the one, you know, when you're at events and you start talking about like caches or epic or cool finds, Like if somebody's like, you know, like I found this on a mountain and this one is the oldest unsolved puzzle, like the loneliest puzzle mystery out there in the world. Yep.
Hadn't been found in 20 years, you know, 15, 20 years, a cache that hadn't been found in 20 years. You would tell that story at every event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'd probably make a t-shirt out of that.
No. Yeah. Clearly.
Ask me about my 20-year-old cache that I found.
That's right. Like Uncle Rico, Uncle Rico. See that mountain over there? Bet you I can find a cache on that mountain.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, back in my day, I tell you.
I mean, obviously these.
No
these
doubt.
Are like
no
extremely doubt. Limited experiences, right? Like once one person finds it, it's not going to be a 20-year-old unfound cache anymore. So that's gone. Well, there's not multiple opportunities to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's finding these things.
But looking through the list, I know we got a ton of these. There's a whole bunch of really cool, unique experiences. I mean,
oh yeah,
you know, these that we mentioned, others, and again, you know, these are just off the radar for many people because they either look at favorite points. This one has three favorites, which is still 75% favorites. But there's a lot of cool ones that people may just miss.
There's the shirt he wants to get you.
That's right. I want that shirt right there.
Found this 2-year-old lily cache. All I got was this stupid shirt.
How funny would that be if somebody got to that cache before you, made a t-shirt like that, and then stuck it in there for that next person to find?
Jesse, that would you climb to the top of the, you barely make it. You're hanging on by your fingertips. You make it, you climb up there and you open it up, and somebody found it 2 hours before you did.
Yeah, yeah. I'll log this when I get back home from vacation. That's what you do.
GFTC.
Oh my gosh.
Plus one.
Yeah, plus one.
Plus one. You're like, oh no, you couldn't do this to me.
Finding a cache like that would be a whole YouTube series. Like, right. Like, whole, like multiple planning and everything else.
Oh.
And that's okay. Now I'm wanting to go find one of these now.
We have time for a couple more. Which you want? I was pulling up, John, the oldest. This one, this is the oldest. It's not lonely. We've kind of finished off the lonely
question. While you're pulling those up, here's the unspoken question. Yes. I wonder how often they maintain it. They don't. They're out of the game.
Right.
So they're on risk. The game. After this, yep. It's probably not there. However, on the off chance that it is still there,
oh man,
that's what the adventure awesome. Is about, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody's maintaining that cache. Nobody, these owners hadn't been in the game in 20 years, right? Like, so.
Yeah, no.
However, if you hike out there and it's not there, all you get is an amazing hike. If you hike out there and it is there, dang, that's a story to tell.
Absolutely.
That one guy he passed on the trail 3 minutes ago is laughing at you now.
And you get there and somebody's still there. Could you imagine?
Laughing.
Oh, geez.
I mean, there's a chance that an old prospector who had more gold than he could carry out of that mountain found that container and said, you know what? I can't carry all this gold out of here. I'm just going to fill it. So they filled that container with gold, put it back, knowing that no geocachers today, they're all Walmart cachers. They're not going to go out there and find this thing. And then he died. So there's that thing is full of gold.
And the California gold rush of 2001, maybe right. The only prospector that did that.
And he died and didn't tell anybody where that was.
That's right.
He knew where to go back to because it's on geocaching.com still because it never got archived.
They're in Forgotten Gulch, right?
They are. They're in Forgotten Gulch.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Terrain 21. So, I mean, all right. This one, this is actually, how did you find this one? Oh, you did it by puzzle. So.
Go ahead.
Go for it. Explain.
Yeah. So on these, you know, when you're looking for some of these lonely old ones too, you can look for some pretty cool things because, you know, just to put out there some different ideas, like what's the oldest cache that has the field puzzle attribute, you know? So when you're thinking like, you know, if you want to say like, I found the oldest cache with the field puzzle attribute, we found it. I mean, we found the listing for it. We didn't find that cache, but
yeah,
but you know, this could be a pretty cool way to look for some really cool experiences too on that side that you may not think of otherwise.
How are you doing this research? Are you using geocaching.com or Project GC, or what are you doing?
Yeah. So when I was doing these, a lot of times I'm thinking like, what's that common tool that other people could use? So I'm going through geocaching.com. Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing these things, I'm looking placed, like looking for that place before date. So again, looking at December 29, 2001, mm-hmm. going through in the attributes, selecting some attributes as well too. So this is the oldest one with the field puzzle. So you can see the oldest one for the field puzzle is actually April 21st, 2001. On there.
Game blast. This was in California. I'm turning the show off. No. MSK Adventures was like, I'm going to Arizona soon for.
I mean, please, please go do it and report back to us. We want to spread that story.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, good question, Nicole. It's basically just you could do these through just filters.
Yeah, Project GC is a great one for it. You can do it by your area, you can do it for the world. Lonely caches, not found caches. Yeah, there's tons of ways to find this information out there, though. Mm-hmm.
So this one, just to save K-Blast from leaving us, we don't want him to leave tonight, is in the Netherlands.
Which is a very appropriate for the name Double Dutch, right?
Yeah. Double Dutch, yes. The oldest library caches in California. No, we're not doing that one tonight. No, but that's a good one. Thanks for bringing it up, Jen.
Yeah.
The next one we're looking at, GC764. This one is got a lot of favorite points, 537, hidden in April 21st of 2001. But this one has the oldest, I'm pointing to it now, it's got the field puzzle, which is interesting because I'll bet that they added, well, and we know they added the field puzzle attribute later. I kind of wish, don't you guys wish you could know when the cache owner changed their attributes?
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. Because
that attribute wasn't around. There were no attributes in 2001. Nine key.
They added those later.
Created those later, yeah. The late, great Nine Key came up with that whole system. But regardless of when they added the attribute, it was a field puzzle. But it was a field puzzle in 01. And this one is a bass. Found a bug.
Yep.
So it is considered the oldest of that ilk.
This is not an unfound one. It's just the oldest with that attribute.
Yeah.
So you really dig into, I mean, you couldn't even talk enough about how much you can dig into stats and find really unique experiences.
Yeah,
puzzle before field puzzles were cool.
Yeah, and this really kind of like, you know, getting back to the poll from our Geocache Talk Network community group, where people said lonely caches, okay, we just talk about some really cool old lonely caches, epic mm-hmm. lonely caches, but then thinking like, you know, some historical caches as well too.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking at this like before a certain date, looking at this attributes, it's another way to take a look at some really cool things, you know.
Well,
really,
and when you're planning, you know, geocaching outings, like, you know, you can go like this weekend, I went and it was after an event, we went jeeping with a group. That's a cool outing. But if you're looking for something unique to do, dig into the stats like this. And,
absolutely.
You know, some people may not like the history alone may not be enough to send you to an old cache, right? But the history plus the nobody's done it in a long time, or the history plus the location and nobody's done it in a long time. There's a lot of ways, or maybe it's you're really into the puzzle attribute and you want to go after that one to have a unique story like that. There's a lot of ways to find, because we have so many stat sites and stat options available to us. You can really ramp up the excitement of maybe you do a summer trip. Like I know I do. And a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. They pick a yearly trip and they go somewhere really cool. Well, this could be your yearly trip. Even a DNF of something like this is a cool story.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right.
It's not like you're not going to find other caches in the area. You're still going to cache, right? But that one part of that trip can make the cool story that's your unique story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want these, you know, and I joked about, you know, what cashers do these days. There's obviously thousands and thousands of people who go, you know, like you said, Jesse, they'll go find one cash that day, and that'll be the experience of, you know.
That's all you need for the whole trip, yeah.
Yeah, they can tell, you know, heck, we've mentioned before, we did other caches but we still have a DNF we talk about. I mean,
yeah,
those are the kind of things that people, but if you're new to geocaching, our suggestion to you is please go hunt these kind of possibilities and go do them.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, obviously not everybody can go to the top of a mountain.
Right. Obviously.
But there's things like it. There's plenty of, I mean, there's plenty of, you know, go through favorite points, go find, you know, I joked about the other day about the 10 stage multi, you know, it's handicap accessible. That's a handicap accessible, you know, adventure that you could go, you're not going to believe what I just found. And you could, you know, tell people about, you know, it's a 10 stage multi. I did a 10 stage multi. I did it in, you know, a minute. What? Tell me the story behind that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's geocaching is supposed to be, right? A collection of great stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun adventures. It's not just about the numbers. You know, it's about fun stories. And, you know, just imagine sitting around listening to the story at your next event or telling or listening to the story. Somebody went for that cache. This one we're talking about, haven't found it in 20 years. They didn't even find it, but they stayed overnight. They brought their tent in and stayed overnight on the top of the mountain.
Right.
They're going to wake up and search again the next morning, right? Like you exactly. Tent at GZ. And
yeah.
Be packed in and there's a group of four people. You'll be talking about that story for years, right? Not everybody can do that. I understand. We talk about all things, but for the people that are interested in that kind of thing, that's, you know, what's a story that beats that? And we'd have to sit here and think for a while of our most epic story that we have so far, but it's hard to beat something like that.
Yeah.
Well, these open up so many different experiences for people. That's what I love. You know,
There was one earlier. I mean, we kind of passed, we're busy, but adventures with Nesmuk. Hopefully I said that correctly. Said they hauled an extension ladder up a mountain for several miles to get to a cliffside multi-cache.
Hey, there you go.
Jesse, be right there with you.
Oh, I'd be absolutely
carry that extension ladder up there. What do we need? We'll do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Rope.
Hey, let's do it.
We got ropes. We can handle it.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
That's awesome. Well, and you know, if you're everybody has a thing, right? Like we joke about, like, even if we came up with a thing that we hated the most in geocaching, there's somebody that's into that thing.
Right. Right.
Like we can make fun of a lot of things. And like you had one stat about old micros.
Yeah.
Right.
You may not like micros. Or we may like them, but there's somebody out there that likes them, and you can make a whole adventure just of those.
Yeah. Yeah. In our notes, and the show notes will be in the, on geocachetalk.com, later tonight, but we do have stats on, oldest micro, oldest small, oldest regular, oldest large, oldest other, and oldest night cache. We got a bunch of those, so you can kind of go through those and check those out. But yeah, I mean, so, and then we're getting to the end of the show, but you know, adventure, we always talk about finding it, you know, find adventure, create adventures. Mm-hmm. I've seen this a few times on geocaching or on geocaching Facebook groups, which, you know, buyer beware, but people are like, oh, you're in the woods, you have to hide an ammo can. And I always try to slip in something because I'm like, yes, we all love the fancy ammo cans. We love that. But I always like to make a note and say, hide a nano. Oh, you can't hide a nano. That's blasphemy. You can't do that. Why not?
This guy does.
I wouldn't do it every time, but you know, challenge accepted. Let's, you know,
There's nothing wrong with a nano in the woods. I'm hiding mine for advanced casher. So there you go. If you're not advanced casher, go find a big one.
I'll tell you, I've hit nanos in culverts, like some really cool culverts, like in the woods, like below the trail. And I don't know. I got to admit, I love like the old school culverts. Like when you're going hiking, it takes you to the middle of the trail and you're just like, yeah, it can't be here. And then you look down and there's like this massive stone culvert, you know, that looks like so cool. And it takes you in there. Love those.
And even better, right above the trail on the ground, you had a ammo can, but you weld it shut.
Right.
It's just a red herring trying to get it open and they can't. They don't realize they're in the wrong location.
You don't see too many red herring caches anymore. Just saying, you know.
They are still out there, but I've hidden those myself. And you just have to have thick skin if you hide one. And maybe we should do a show on that coming up.
We should.
You have to know that you're going to make some people mad.
Oh,
people
yeah.
read the descriptions. People don't like red herring sometimes. And they get super mad. Or they'll just try to sign the wrong thing or whatever. They don't want to really find the real cache. So... Have thick skin, but hide red herrings because they're fun. It's just a fun experience. You wouldn't want them all to be that, but like it's just adding to the unique experience, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I might have gotten hate mail on the red herring that I hid one time, but I'm just going to say that. It's just a thing. Another show. We'll save that for another show.
We'll save it.
Another show.
Yeah, there you go. That's for another show. There you go. Wrap it up. All right. So, yes, good times. Again, tonight is it. I saw there was another order came in, so thank you for your last minute order. It's the last chance. It's good. Thanks, K Blast. If you hide a nano in the woods, no one goes to find it. But don't do a red herring on that. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like the show would be, we say one thing, but we don't do it.
We do the show, but we don't really do it. It's a red herring.
Yeah, it's red herring.
That would be funny.
Yeah. But all of us would, if we were somewhere and somebody said, hey, we're going to go do this cache in the woods. All right, cool. But it's not what you think it is. It's a nano. You're like, okay.
I'm all over that. That's more of a challenge. I go towards the challenge, not away from it. So
yeah, there you go. Cool. All right. Again, cashfest.com. If you want to buy, there you go. If you're not going, buy it. Have somebody pick it up for you. Because you'll need to pick it up at the event. But yeah, there you go. Thanks, Jen. Don't hit Brad too hard. I mean, I don't know if he's next to you anymore, but he might have gotten up from there and gone to bed. It's late. It's late in Florida.
K Blast, send in that story. We'd like to see it.
Red herring.
Yeah.
He wants
to.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a story. He has a story about a red herring cache. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good for our upcoming, maybe.
Upcoming.
It's a red herring. Red herring show.
Perfect. All right, we will see you folks next time. So with all that, we say good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
May your finds be many and your DNFs be few. May the terrain and difficulty both be less than two. And whatever it is you're looking for, may it find its way to you. And may we all meet again.
Folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Please email us your comments at geocachetalk@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or Spotify, as well as at the Geocache Talk website. Don't forget to click that subscribe button below and ring that bell notification so that you can see and hear the show on a weekly basis. And tell your friends about the show. Get them involved with us in the chat room. And until next week, don't just talk about geocaching. Go geocaching.